Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
All right. Welcome back to the Powered by Transova podcast. Today, I have a group of our interns from this summer, which I'm super excited to get to talk to them. So why don't we start out? We'll go around the room, give your name, the position that you held this summer, and where you go to school.
My name is Nick Kurtz. This summer, I was a professional services intern, so I got to travel along with all the professional service veterinarians, and I go to the University of Illinois.
Hello, my name is Sadie Graham. I was the client services representative intern at the Sioux Center location, so I got to work one-on-one with a lot of our clients, and I attend Northwest Missouri State University.
My name is Haley Bicklehoff, and I was the marketing intern here at the Sioux Center location, and I got to travel to a lot of trade shows and represent Transova, and I go to the University of Illinois as well.
I am Ashley Peterson. I'm the professional services embryologist intern, so I got to spend a lot of time in the lab. I go to Texas Tech University.
I'm Tyler Pauly. I was the veterinary services intern, so I was on more of the herd health side of Transova here in Sioux Center, and I go to Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine.
Awesome. So we had a wide range of people with us today. So thanks, guys, for taking some time out of your day. And it's, I know it's your last week, so does anybody feel like they have senioritis a little bit? Or
no, I don't want to leave.
That's good to hear.
I'm kind of in the same boat. It's kind of getting sad. We're getting down to it. Might not see some of my fellow interns that we've gotten really close to for a while, so... We're already looking to when we might actually get a get-together again.
A reunion special.
Oh, yeah.
Transova 2021 reunion.
Love it. So I guess that brings to my first question. What is a fun memory that you guys have from this summer?
I would say some of the funnest memories were when we were just hanging out, whether it was nights in Sioux Falls to going to random local restaurants. We've had a lot of fun as a group of interns, just experiencing Northwest Iowa to the full, you know.
I'd say a lot of our Blue Bunny ice cream runs. Tyler is a crazy, avid ice cream eater. So we ate a lot of Blue Bunny ice cream, and those were always fun trips.
Yeah, we went to the Tsunami Water Park quite a few times, and we always enjoyed going there and going down the slides and spending time together there as well. Awesome. Yes. Apart from all of our fun memories we spent together, I also had the chance to go to the Hereford Junior Nationals with Haley, and we got to interact with a ton of current clients, potential clients, as well as a lot of the youth. So that was really great to interact with them, teach them how to do an OPU on our Charlotte, which is our little box cow. So that was really fun to have that opportunity.
So for those of you that don't know, Northwest Iowa is where the Transova headquarters is located in Sioux Center. And just south of us in Lamar's is the ice cream capital of the world, Blue Bunny Ice Cream. So a lot of our team likes to go down there and have some ice cream from now and then. So awesome. Glad that you guys were fully immersed in the Northwest Iowa culture. I love it. Perfect. You talked a lot about the fun stuff so far. So let's talk about what's something that you learned from this summer. What's one key thing that you think is going to be beneficial in your future careers or school, just going forward from this internship?
So something I learned to do, which I really wanted to learn coming into this internship, is I got to learn how to search OPUs from cold cows. And it was something I was really interested in. We've had IVF done on our cows. I know the process, but I hadn't got to do it. So getting to learn to do that and realizing that I really like it and it's something that I can get pretty good at, that was a lot of fun for me.
I think one thing I really learned just from this internship is just the complexity of any type of marketing position. And so just being able to see you, Emily and Sarah, just all the things you juggle and all the different aspects that you're in charge of, from working with customers to, you know, meeting them at trade shows, to running social media, to planning video productions, everything. I just, it really kind of grew for me, my love for communications even more, and just really opened my eyes to see how many people you really are interacting with, and not even just with your customers, but also within your company as well.
One really cool thing from going from Illinois to the Dakotas is realizing how many like different co-op programs there are between all these different producers. And really, like, back home, there's not much of those at all. And it's just cool seeing all these producers working together, kind of benefiting off of each other and kind of doing like a win-win situation. And then on top of that, I was also able, since I was traveling with the veterinarians, it was just cool. I understood a lot of like all these schedule setting up for flushes, for transfers, and not only did I learn about those, but I kind of learned all the repro science that goes behind that, and I understand why sometimes you'll back off a schedule, you'll add a little bit more to the shop schedule, and so on and so on.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about the professional service internship that you had, Nick, is that you're literally stuck in a car with these veterinarians for several hours every day. So you can pick their brain about anything as long as they're not on the phone, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you got to catch some of them when they're not on the phone. Some like to be on the phone a little bit more. Not going to mention any names. And some do kind of like to pick your brain while you're trying to pick theirs. And I mean, it was really beneficial working on my project to kind of pick their brains about all that. But it was also fun to kind of just get to know them, know their family lives, what they like to do, and just kind of get to meet more people.
One thing I really learned was to better my time management skills, because I'll be entering donors for a client and then I'll get a phone call and I'll need to start a shipment. And then I'll have another one of the CSRs approach me and ask me to complete another task for them. So you kind of get all of your tasks to pile up at once, and you kind of forget where you're at and you forget your train of thought. So really trying to stay organized and still work with your clients. If they have any questions or concerns, I've really improved my communication skills. If they have any complaints, my skin has gotten pretty thick over the course of the internship. So I've just enhanced my communication skills and my time management.
Very good. So a lot of great experiences so far this summer. I'm going to kind of throw you guys for a loop. This question wasn't on the list, but what was your guys' impression of Transova before you applied, or when you were applying? What was your experience with the company before that? And has your impression changed since your internship?
Yeah, so my first impression was always talking to any reps at cattle shows or at our career fair, and they always seemed very professional, put together, I would say, I guess. So I came into Transova thinking that this was going to be a very professional company, and I was correct.
Everybody, I was a little nervous where you're going with that.
I was. everybody is very professional here, speaking with clients, whether we're just chatting in the office or speaking with clients. Everybody is super friendly here. And that's one thing that I'm super sad about leaving, is because just my couple months here, it really feels like home. And I think that for all of the employees here at Transova.
Yeah, I was going to kind of echo that too. In the past, my family's used Transova for some different IVF procedures and ET work. So I was familiar with them and the services that we provide here, but didn't really go much deeper than that. Just kind of knew it from that perspective, and kind of was blown away that first week when I showed up and I was just immersed into everything that we do. And then just having the opportunity to visit all the different labs, from the cloning lab to the IVF to the semen lab, just meet all the people and learn all the different aspects of our company, and still learning so much. I feel like every time I go to a show, someone asks me a question I don't know, because there's so much to learn. And so that's been really cool, just to be able to see that and then meet all the people that have been here since the beginning. Yeah, a very complex company, but just a great one, and one that's really opened my eyes to a lot of different things that happen in the cattle industry.
Yeah, kind of the same deal as Haley. We've had a couple cows flushed through Transova. I also got to job shadow at Donor Solutions, which is a Transova location in Indiana. And I just loved it. I think the process is so cool, and they've always been really good about explaining it and kind of letting you see it. So I was really excited going into this internship because even back home in Indiana, it's a great experience, and it's been awesome being here. Everyone's so friendly. They want to make sure you're included and understand what's going on. They're really cool about asking questions and explaining things. So it's been a really great experience.
I really didn't have a whole lot of knowledge of Transova growing up. I first actually even heard about them 2 years ago. Dr. Kyle Clymer is a K-State alum and one of our professional service vets. He came down to our theriogenology club at the vet school and showed us this cool, honestly, PowerPoint. I'm like, you know, that's kind of neat. They have a lot going on. And so I came up here and I had no idea just how extensive their work is, from your cloning to they do a lot of R&D to IVF. I was really just blown away by the sheer amount of technology they have here.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as Tyler. I knew about Transova. I knew they were an embryo technology company, and I didn't have much background in terms of that. So this was kind of like, I kind of jumped in blind. I even said in my interview, I'm like, I have never done any kind of embryo technology or even witnessed it, and I'm kind of would like to fill this gap. And then, yeah, I jumped in and got it. And there are so many different technologies that Transova offers that I had no clue about from. And along, I also didn't know just much about the difference between like an IVF and a conventional flush.
Yeah, I think that's the good thing about our company is, you know, we all have a passion for this industry in some form, but, you know, might not have ever done embryo transfer, have heard of Transova. But if you have that willingness to learn and just soak up every opportunity that is presented to you, I mean, you know, I think we take full advantage of that and are willing to teach you guys, you know, what we need in order to get the job done and help you guys as individuals too, and hopefully help in your career path. So it leads to my next question. Has this internship influenced your career path?
I definitely think so. I am an agriculture communications major, so really interested in a lot of different communications, from marketing to journalism to broadcasting. And so I am not exactly sure what avenue I want to pursue, but being able to travel to all these different shows and meet so many different people in this industry has really just connected me with so many people and has really impacted me in that way. And I think also, you know, Transova is such a respected company within our industry that if you've worked for Transova, you can work for a lot of different companies because they are so qualified and do such a great job with their interns. I think definitely, you know, it's made me understand how passionate I am about communicating with others, and has really allowed me to open up a lot of doors in that perspective too.
Yeah, so I'd always kind of been interested in having an embryologist position as a future career because I've always just been really interested in it. So going into this summer, I was really hoping to figure out like, yeah, I like this, or nah, maybe I want to do something else. I've really enjoyed it a ton. Like, it's really given me a direction. I think this is something I want to pursue in the future. So glad I had this opportunity to really figure out, yeah, I think I'd really like to be an embryologist in the future.
If I've gained anything out of this summer, it's really reaffirmed my passion that I really don't want to do small animal medicine. I want to be a large animal veterinarian because that's, you know, where my passion is at, which is agriculture, food animal. And Transova has really reaffirmed that. It's been interesting. I've never experienced the research side of veterinary medicine, and I've got some exposure to that here, and I wouldn't mind kind of dabbling in that in the future. So it's been a neat experience. And if you would ask me, Tyler, would you go back to Transova in 2 years when you graduate? I would say, yeah, I would.
Well, glad to hear that.
I would say it's really strengthened like the repro side. I've always been slightly more of a nutrition person. I might actually offend some people when I say this, but I always say that you can have nutrition and no repro, but you can't have repro without nutrition. Yeah, like I said, I might offend some people by that. But I definitely like the mix of where nutrition and repro mix. And repro was something I've always been really interested in, but it's never clicked. And I learned best through application. And through this internship, I have definitely gotten the chance to apply it and therefore strengthen it. And this summer it really clicked. And that definitely makes me want to go further into the research of repro instead of more leaning towards nutrition.
I'd say that this opportunity has definitely helped direct me in the path that I want to take after graduation. I know that when the clients either walk through our doors or when they call, I love speaking with them. I love answering any questions that they might have. So I definitely know that I want to find a career that I'm working one-on-one with the clients. I don't really care to sit behind a desk, work on a computer all day. I want to be working with the clients every day, helping answer any of their questions and helping enhance their herd as a whole. So I would also say that Transova is definitely a company that I could see myself working for in the future.
Perfect. That's what we like to hear. Awesome. So you guys are kind of in a unique group because we're coming out of the pandemic. And, you know, I know Haley, your internship last year was canceled. Was anybody else's? Yeah. So, I mean, and then, you know, you get canceled and then you have to apply for another one that may or may not happen. What advice can you give other students that are applying for internships coming up for next summer with this uncertainty or just in general?
Yeah, I have a couple. I think really just apply for anything you're interested in. I know I was very humbled when I got this internship because I wasn't really sure if I would, but I knew it was something that I was interested in. I read the application, you know, looked into everything. And so I think anything that you're semi-interested in, apply for, because you never know what you're going to get and what you might not get. And sometimes you just get exactly what you want. So I'm very thankful for that. And then also, you know, really put that time and effort into those applications and those cover letters and resumes. And you know, maybe if you have an interview, like I called one of my family friends before my interview and had him help me brief me before my interview and had lots of people look over my cover letter and lots of things like that. So really put that time and effort into those because that makes a huge difference when employers are looking at that and really, really do that because when you put those effort in, like that makes a difference. And then they realize that you're going to be a detailed oriented person and you're going to put that effort into your internship. Just continue applying and continue pursuing those opportunities because there's a lot of great opportunities out there. Sometimes the one that you want might not be exactly how it works out, but there's lots of great things out there for you to pursue.
So I'm going to piggyback off of what Haley said. I believe that you need to take advantage of putting in the effort for your cover letter and your resume. But if you do receive the opportunity to intern at Transova, I believe you need to take full advantage of getting every opportunity they have to offer. So if you have the chance to go view the cloning lab or the IVF lab, take advantage of that while you're here and don't be afraid to just jump right in. I know my first week they had me creating shipments and entering donors, and that was pretty scary because you're dealing with a lot of money when you create those shipments and entering the information. But just have faith in that your coworkers are going to help you with that and don't be afraid to just jump in and get your feet wet with the whole process here at Transova.
Yeah, I agree with that, Sadie. If we hired you, if any employer hired you, that means that they have faith that you're capable of doing that job. So just dive right in, you know, and get your feet wet and just start working hard and do your best. And that's all that we can ask.
Yeah, as far as applying for internships, I mean, apply early and apply often. Like, there's a bunch of them out there. Start doing your research early. And I kind of had a list of ones I wanted to apply for. There's a lot of them out there. So the more you apply for, the better chance you have of getting one. And I think the more you interview and the more you work on cover letters and resumes, the better you get at it. So I think having a lot of interviews isn't a bad thing, but makes you better at it. And also, like, I don't know, don't get nervous during your interview. I've been on both sides of it. I've interviewed people and I've been interviewed. And I don't know, I think it's obvious when you're nervous and like really robot-like, just kind of go with it. If you got an interview, you deserve an interview. So be confident in your answers. And yeah, that's kind of my advice on interviewing for internships.
If you're thinking about applying for an internship with Transova and you receive an interview with us, do not be worried because I promise you that the employees here at Transova that will be interviewing you are the most genuine people. And I promise they're not going to be judging you or anything along those lines.
Oh, we judge.
I promise that you will not meet anyone more kind, nicer than the employees here at Transova. So just go in, be yourself, and they'll see that and just go forward.
To piggyback off what Sadie said, I kind of interviewed at an awkward time because people in the lab got COVID, so they were all at home. And I was like in my nice shirt and blazer, and I got on my interview, and Mick and Shannon were like in their sweats in their bedroom. And
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh, okay, hello. Like, yeah. So just, go for it.
I would say the nicest thing about Transova is they have locations scattered around the country, and they have internships at several of those locations. And so I would say if you're interested in, you know, animal science, apply for several internships, and you can apply at several locations. I actually interviewed at two for two positions, and Transova was good about, I think, putting me at the best fit for my education and background. So if you're like, well, I'm not sure if I'm interested in the professional service side, the vet services, or the embryologist, I'd encourage you, apply for them all, and they'll find what's best for you.
And don't be afraid to apply if you're not close to one of those locations that offer internships. We had an intern that is from New York that received an internship with us. So if you're best fit for the position, you're going to get hired regardless of where you're from.
I guess I just got to echo off everybody else. Definitely apply absolutely for anything you're interested in. Apply for a lot of them. After talking to Kyle Clymer, who was part of the hiring committee, he really pointed out how important a cover letter is. Because your resume can't tell you everything, and that's kind of like your pre-interview. So if there's something on your resume that doesn't quite make sense, that's what your cover letter is for. It's for just mentioning those gaps, why you're missing this, there's nothing in this 1 year, so on and so on, and just to explain a little bit more before you can even interview you. And I was told that even helped explain mine a little bit too. One thing to also is if you have advisors, parents, friends, have anyone look over your cover letter, your resume. They've all done it. Some of them have done it a lot. Some of them have hired a lot. And it's just really good to get another opinion and a set of eyes on your cover letter. And then going back to kind of what Sadie was talking about with how important it is to get kind of immersified into the program and everything, definitely don't be afraid to just ask if you can do something. Like, that was one thing Transova has been excellent about this summer is – I mean, I was on the road a lot, obviously, but if I ask, I'm like, hey, can I try this? Hey, can I palpate a cow, so on and so on. They're like, yeah, I'll go ahead for it. And then they'll walk me through the process. And just from doing that, I learned so much. So in general, don't be afraid of asking, but Transova was really good about that.
And I'll just add to what you all have said, because I totally agree. And I think this is great information for anybody listening that is in your position or will be eventually of applying for internships or even jobs. A lot of campuses or even at high schools have people that will look over your resume and cover letter. So if you're not comfortable with asking your friends or your family, take it to one of those resources on campus and let them look it over. I think that is a huge underutilized resource for a lot of people. And I mean, as somebody who interviews for internships and selects people, we can totally tell when you did not put the effort into your cover letter or resume. And then it makes me feel like I shouldn't even take the time to interview. So definitely take advantage of all of the resources that are available to you out there. Awesome. Well, like Tyler was saying, we have, how many of you were here in Iowa this year?
Eight.
And so, and then we had one in California, one in Missouri, and one in Texas. So 12 altogether, I believe. So like they were saying, we have lots of opportunities, apply for anything, everything. Why don't you guys talk about the housing? Because I think that's always a concern with people coming from far away.
So I was actually very impressed with the housing we got. I had my own bedroom. The guys were put in a separate house from the girls. Our house just got a fresh remodel. You know, you don't have to worry about utilities. You have a cleaning crew come in biweekly. And so it's, you know, it's kind of like, for me, I liked it a lot. Very enjoyable. Was very impressed with the housing.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as Tyler. I was really impressed by the housing. Obviously, I was on the road a lot, so I didn't get to be there a lot. But it was just nice to not have to worry about housing. Basically, Transova took care of everything for you, and that lets you focus on the internship a lot more than if you have to go back home, clean, fix stuff, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, the housing situation was really cool. I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking coming in. All of us girls were together. There was a bunch of us between the interns and the trainees, so a couple of us had to share rooms. But it was so nice that it was all provided for. We didn't have to pay anything for electricity or water or anything along those lines. I don't know. All of us girls living together let us all get really close. I mean, I can really say that some of these girls I lived with are my really great friends now. It's because we were all together all the time. I mean, we didn't work in the same areas, but we went home together and talked about what we did at work. And it's really just a great experience having that housing provided and getting to live with these awesome girls.
Yeah, I was going to add, I had the opportunity to live at like a sorority house at school. So I'm really used to living with quite a few of my close friends. And I was kind of nervous coming out to Northwestern Iowa. It's not like it's a really populated area. And so I was kind of afraid that I wasn't going to have a lot of people that were close to my age. But being able to live at the intern house and surrounded by girls that were my own age was kind of just like that extension of school. It was a lot of fun, kind of what I was used to, and really did help me build those connections while being gone multiple weeks of the summer too.
Very good. Well, I think that you guys have answered all of my questions. Is there anything that I missed? Anything else you guys want to talk about? Or
I was going to just talk a little bit about a couple of my experiences.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, so maybe that's probably something that we didn't expand on, is kind of what your day-to-day responsibilities were, and maybe talk about what your projects were and all of that. So go ahead, Haley.
My position was actually a new position this year, so had a lot of really cool opportunities. Day-to-day was kind of in the office working on some different marketing projects, so got to do a lot of social media, some different blog posts, different things like that. But a couple of the really cool projects I got to work on were, one, we had a video shoot with Herdmark Media. So that was a really cool couple days where BJ and his crew came out, and we got to go to Van Zee Angus, and we got to film there with a couple of those clients and then come back to Transova and film here. I've never spent a lot of time in the video industry. So he came with all of his fancy equipment, his sound guy, his camera guy, just like a whole setup with this whole project in mind. And it was just so incredible. I just was blown away by the details put into every bit of this production that we created. And just being able to meet with him and being able to be the little light bounce girl, I just felt honored to do that. So it was a lot of fun. And then also being able to travel just to the different trade shows was so cool. I got to go to Texas too to go work on some summit things, and just being able to travel and have those experiences. And then one thing at Hereford Junior Nationals, it was really cool too, was because we were such a big sponsor and because I'm a member of that association, I got the opportunity to speak on the broadcasting side of it. Bruce Everhart, in front of I think it was 6,000 people or 3,000 people or whatever that were listening in. And so that was just a really cool opportunity to, you know, acknowledge Transova and the Hereford industry and just all that the work that they put into supporting the youth in this industry. Yeah, just getting to connect with all those people at all these events was just something that I'm always going to be thankful for.
Yeah, so I was the embryologist intern, so I spent a lot of time in the lab. One of the things I got to do is I got to load transfer guns with embryos to put into our recip herd. Also spent a lot of time doing the inventory of the frozen embryos back in our lab, so putting them away if customers ship them in, pulling shipments to go out to customers, pulling them to go into the recip herd. So I got to spend a lot of time doing that, and yeah, really enjoyed my time in the lab. Also, the interns got an opportunity to do projects, and my project was comparing the COVA and the Brenner needle system for aspirations, and I haven't got to do a lot of stuff on the research side, so that was really cool to get the opportunity to be shoot side, do some research, and then present on it.
So I was the first veterinary services intern, so it's kind of strange. You know, they don't really, their expectations about, you know, having an intern for the first time, and this was actually my first internship, so it was kind of fun to see how it all unfolded. It was definitely worth it. In vet services, we might start out in the morning. We might have some C-sections, some surgeries, a lot of, you know, physicals, you know, some treatments. What I loved most is how we'd get to rotate between all of Transova sites here in Sioux Center. So I might spend the morning at the GAC, go down, check some calves, do a C-section at South Barn, stop by the donor herd. So I got to see kind of the company as a whole. I enjoyed visiting the cloning lab, seeing a clone get made. I've seen a clone get transferred, you know, into the recipient. And then I've seen a clone, you know, born from the recipient to writing the health papers, seeing it loaded up, going on a trailer, going home to the client. So I think the coolest thing about the veterinary services internship is you get to see every step of the process and you get to see every aspect of the company.
Yeah, as a professional services intern, they kind of pushed us right into busy season. We hit the floor running. Basically, Monday we trained. I learned how to block a cow. And then on Tuesday, I was in South Dakota already. So it was kind of like pretty fast, but we traveled a lot. I don't like to brag too much, but I did the math on how many miles I put on this summer, and I put on like just over 10,000 miles.
Holy cow.
And I got to work with clients in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and I even got to do a trip early on to Montana. So I've been everywhere, and for the most part, those are all states I've never been to. So it was a really cool experience, and it was really cool to just meet every client. Every client's different, every state's different, and everyone has their own different methodology on how to raise their cows and different perspectives. And it was just really cool to see all that. Obviously, I got to travel with every one of the vets as well, so I got to meet all of them. And it was nice because sometimes, some days we would do like 130 transfers in like the heat. Some days we did like 60 in the air conditioning. It was always something different. Some days were long, some days were short. And the short days were always fun towards the end because it was weird. Like we actually got to eat breakfast. We actually got to sit down and have a good lunch. Or we could just go back to the hotel, catch up on paperwork, laptop work, whatever, and just relax for a little bit. So it was kind of nice to have a bit of both, but definitely did a lot of traveling. And it was nice to kind of simmer down towards the end of the busy season and get to fill in the gaps around the clinic as well.
So like Nick said, we came in right during busy season, so we hit the ground running. That first week, I started by making shipments, entering donors. So my day-to-day process is doing that, as well as signing off on fresh shipments, talking to clients about any questions they might have, letting them know what semen or embryos they have in inventory, answering any questions they have, or helping any of the other client services reps that with any duties they might have during the week. So we do a lot of behind-the-scenes work here at Transova. We line everything up. So I got to see a lot of that firsthand.
Awesome. So a lot of very unique experiences around the table, I would say, which I think is very cool and beneficial to everybody. So awesome. Well, we are about at the end of our time here, and I'll just ask one last question. What is next for everybody?
I'm going to go home for 2 weeks, probably work on the farm when I'd rather be on vacation. And then Vet School is going to hit me like a brick wall. So that's what's next.
And what year are you going to be?
I'm going to be a third year.
Oh, yeah. It will be a brick wall.
Yeah, so I'll go home for a couple days. I'll get to see my brother's show at the Indiana State Fair. Last go around for the Peterson family. This is his 10th year. Then after that, I'll go back to Texas Tech to start practice. I'm on the livestock judging team there. And then I'll finish my last year of school at Tech. So kind of scary.
Yeah, after this, I'm actually heading to Kansas City for Ag Media Summit, and then I'll be home for a couple weeks, go to State Fair, see my family, and then I'll be back at school as a junior at the University of Illinois.
After this, I'm going to enjoy 1 week of vacation and then back to Northwest, where I am going to be my first year of my master's program, where I'm going to be the grad assistant for the Office of Student Success.
Yep, so I'm definitely going to take a week or two and go home, see my cows, see my family. I should see my family first, though. And, and then I'll be going back to the University of Illinois for a grad program, and we're either going to start me in the fall or spring. Still kind of pending on that, but we got a few more weeks still.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, it has been awesome getting to know you guys in this short time. And thank you all for sitting down and talking with me today on the podcast. I think it'll be really beneficial for all of our listeners and our clients too, to get an insight into all the hard work that you do. So if anybody is interested in applying for 2022 internships, I believe those will open here in September sometime. And then those are due the 1st of November. And then we usually have interns picked by Thanksgiving or shortly after, depending on how things are going. So if you're interested, just be watching our website and social media, and we'll put out some information. So thanks everybody again, and we will catch you next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.